Hello and welcome to Let's Talk with Chuck. I took about a month off due to what I talked about in this last few episodes. And it's exhausting. I'm running off a few hours of sleep every night after I have to take care of my kiddo and everything, and trying to work out on top of that and going to work. So all I can say is it's my fault for being gone for so long, and I've tried to make an episode a couple times, but it just didn't feel right, and so I do apologize. But the topic it is today that I'm going to talk about is, let's talk about patience. One of the things that are something that people have to learn is already have it. And it takes time to actually understand that word patient. And, you know, you think about it. What can I say? Nobody wants to be patient. That was one of the hardest things that I had to learn. And I'm still learning it, but I think it's came to terms to accept it. You know, finding out about with my stuff with my mom, and then with stuff in my personal life, and I was just so angry and didn't understand why that things weren't going my way, or why things were happening the way they were and everything. And that's one of the things that I had to accept, is that in time, everything will work out. But I didn't think that way. I just kept on cursing everything. And I'm not a very biblical person. I'm not very religious. But I was angry with whatever higher power entity that was there. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, why, you know? But, you know, I said something about the episode last time that my mom was all, you know, strong and headstrong and full of hope and everything. But there's those days where, you know, she has to cry and everything, because she knows people can just stay strong for so long, you know. And that's just life, you know. She's handling a lot better of the acceptance and everything. And I'm telling her it's just, you know, a waiting game that we have to go through to, during this stage of, you know, in this age of life, or this stage of what she's in. So just patience is what I have to understand. And that's something that I think a lot of people need to understand that too. You know, people think that things will happen right there and then, or in a short time, but in reality is, it happens when it happens. And I guess that's one of the things I couldn't accept. You know, I got this promotion at my job now, and I'm thrilled and everything, and it seemed like it took too long for me to get this position, but at the same time I couldn't be mad at it, because I was shooting myself in the foot. And then, in my honest opinion, I think there was somebody kind of like holding me back from being in this role. That is obviously one of the top people over there. And so it was just having to bide my time. And, you know, when opportunity came up, take advantage of it and everything. So, you know, where I'm at now, I'm thrilled, but there's this a blackout period where nobody can't move up, nobody can get a raise, and that's what it is. So I'm technically not in this position just quite yet, but I've been told that this position is already mine afterwards, and, you know, I have to wait till like the end of May, beginning of June. And so, you know, obviously that's exhausting, but the fact that I saw my name on screen or on paper, that I am promoted and everything, you know, which is a little bit more time. So just got to be patient with that. You know, we can't all have everything that we want right then and then. Life doesn't work that way, I get. But at the same time, it would be great if it did. But then life wouldn't have as much meaning, or accomplishing something wouldn't really feel, you know, fulfilling, I guess. That's why I think the way it is best this way. You know, we just gotta have patience and understanding on things. And, you know, I do feel a little off right now on that, because of, what's the word I'm looking for? Sorry. I've just been exhausted and everything, and it's just nice to rest and everything. I've been, you know, taking care of my mom and everything, and it's, you know, she's doing good. She's a strong woman and everything. It's just exhausting because, on top of that, work and my daughter, you know, it is what it is, but it's just how life is. And so people tell me that, you know, I'm being a good son and all this other crap, and I don't say it crap. I just mean it like, you know, I'm just calling it as in other things. I just use crap as a substitute for other things is what I refer to. And I know that I'm talking a lot and trying to explain way too much. It's just, I don't want everybody to think that I'm negative on stuff like that, because that's how I'm shined or showed in the light. And I'm just like, no, I'm good. And just how I talk. And so that's another thing I gotta work on, is my words, I guess, and how I guess translate things, instead of using some other, you know, derogatory way. You know, I don't know. It's just something I gotta work on. Something that takes time and patience. Like, everything takes time and patience. And so I came to terms with that narrative, and just something I gotta work on. I apologize. I was trying to hold that one in, but I'm just too damn tired. I'm just being real, you know. I'm not gonna sound like this professional, you know, podcaster or whatever you want to label me as on here when I do these episodes. I'm just a realist. If I sneeze, it happens. If I do that, I'm not gonna cut that out. I know this isn't professional, but I'm still me, you know. But the point is, I was talking to my friends who, one of my closest friends who I haven't seen in a good minute, and he came up here today, and I asked him about one other friend of ours that our relationship came to an end due to personal stuff, and it honestly ended because of another party member. And he was doing the right thing in his mind and everything. He didn't see that it was hurting our friendship and everything. And that's a whole different topic. And that might be a topic I know we'll never speak of. But everybody else could view it. And their opinions was that they were kind of siding with me. Not as in, like, he's in the wrong for helping this individual. It's just how he was handling it, and, you know, how I was receiving this negative stuff with it and everything. And so that's just part of how life is. And this individual's that my former friend is no longer in his life. And so, you know, I'm talking about him and everything, and I haven't seen him in a long time. And so now that I hear about this, like, I feel like our friendship can rekindle and everything, because this dude was one of my best friends, and I never stopped thinking about the guy. I wish the best for him. It was just, he hurt our friendship. He was hurting, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily my feelings, but I don't know how to say it, on it. Anyways, I'm just pretty much saying he was, like, shitting on our friendship due to this individual. And I didn't take that quite well, because it was like, it wasn't like pick or choose. It was like, solid friend that you're being used. They weren't doing anything. They were negative. Blah, blah, blah. But nevertheless, I just like, you know what? Screw it. Let it go. I did have some negative energy towards him. But at the end of the day, he was doing something he thought was right. And he understood where I was coming from all along afterwards. And so, I think, like I said, he had to sit there and just see how life was going with this individual. And it was a bumpy ride. And he finally got tired of it and everything. And it was like that. It worked out how it was supposed to. And I never wished illness on this other party. I just had negative feelings towards them. I don't try to stoop myself on anybody's level. I mean, I wish this person the best still, but I sure as hell will be fine without them being in my life, you know? But anyways, everything now was just, I just had to be patient with it. Now that my friend is away from this toxic thing, in my opinion, the whole story is wild. It's just nice. And then, you know, what a choice, like he's going to go see him. And I told him, hey, just tell myself what's up. Gave me his number and everything. Still haven't texted him, whatever. Just waiting for the right time, I guess. But anywho, I think, like I said, we all need to learn how to be patient. Like, some are just born that way to accept it because of how they grew up. Or just something, like I said, that we just have to learn. And sometimes it's an easy way for us. Sometimes it's very hard because we're very, you know, highly demanding on things to happen quickly in our lives. And obviously life doesn't work that way. You know, they tell us my mom has to do chemo for a year. And obviously that's one of the hardest things to have to endure. You know, for my mother it is, you know, and seeing her loved ones have to go through this. But, you know, I tell my mom not to worry about it. Tell her just be safe. Tell her just to, when she goes out, you know, take the safety precaution and all that stuff. And let these months go by and everything. So it's just going to take a lot of time and a lot of patience to accept what it is and everything. And it's one of the hardest things to do in life and everything. But she won't be going on this journey alone, you know. And so, yes, there's going to be things that she misses out. Yes, there's going to be things that I'm going to miss out too. But at the end of the day, you know, family comes first. And so I'm there for my mother. I'm there for my daughter. And it's exhausting. It really is. But at the end of it, like I said, I'm there for them. And I just got to just make sure I'm patient as well for these other things. With myself, with her, with my kid, my work life, my gym, my relationships, just with everyone I'm in a relationship with, like, a lot of people, and with myself. And so, you gotta be easy on yourself, you gotta give yourself a break, a time to time and everything. And so I feel like, whenever I was trying to do this next episode, I felt like I couldn't do it right away. I couldn't get the words out. I couldn't get my mind right. I kept on making a lot of, you know, errors depending on how I talked, or, you know, I couldn't get the words out really how I wanted to. And I still feel like I haven't got the words out too, or I feel like this is a good episode, but at the end of the day, I still need to do something to let you guys know that I'm alive. And I'm still making some contents and everything, because I do enjoy making these and everything. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. And I'm not saying that as a cliche thing. It's actually truth. I don't really express myself to many people at all. Because I feel like it doesn't really matter at the end of the day how I express myself to others. But here, I feel more free. I feel a little bit better. I feel like I said, you guys click on, you know, my podcast and you want to hear me. So it just, like I said, it makes me feel more free to express myself on here than in real life. And that's something I got to work on, you know. But needless to say, I love you guys. I hope you guys had a good weekend, and wherever you're at, have a good day, or have a good night, or have a good morning. Just know I'm here, and I will be making these contents. It's not going to be a month till I make another one. I can promise you that. But I will get better with that. And I know I've said that in the past. I said that, as I said in this episode, just give me, have time and patience with me, and I promise you I can make some better contents and everything. Like I said, it was just a whole, almost a month of me needing to gather myself and recharge myself and find a little bit more of a peace and then find my stride again. And so, for those who are still there, thank you for being patient. Thank you for being there for me, and thank you for listening to me. I'll wrap this up. You guys, like I said, have a good day, a good morning, a good night. Until next time, peace.